Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Scientist Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, the new dietary guidelines, you're going to tell us kind of what they mean and give us some explanation.
Yes, the 2030 Dietary Guidelines for Americans were released just after the first of the year in early January by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And those updated guidelines really do build on a lot of familiar advice that we've heard before, such as eating more fruits and vegetables, choosing whole grains, and limiting those highly processed foods. They also, this round, place a greater emphasis on gut health and also developing those cooking skills that really support healthier eating at home. So when it comes to those cooking methods, those, the guidelines recommend using methods such as baking, broiling, roasting, stir-frying, and grilling. And those approaches really are to reflect a little bit broader effort to encourage Americans to prepare more meals at home and rely less on those ready-to-eat foods or restaurant foods. And if we start decreasing those ready-to-eat foods, kind of those highly processed foods and consume or start eating out less, then it becomes really increasingly more important to build our confidence and skills in those recommended cooking methods that I just mentioned. This also helps us to be more mindful of the foods that we're choosing to eat and what ultimately is ending up on our plates as well. One of the things about keys in the new recommendations is that protein. It plays a central role, and those updated guidelines call for prioritizing high-quality, nutrient-dense protein foods at mealtimes and making sure to draw from both animal and plant-based sources. As we know, those animal sources include foods like eggs, poultry, and seafood, and while those foods from plant sources include our beans, peas, lentils, legumes, nuts, and seeds. When it comes to eating meats, we want to make sure to emphasize on minimizing those added sugars and refined carbohydrates and making sure to enhance flavors with herbs and spices and not rely on those heavy sauces. The guidelines also highlight eating whole dairy foods without added sugars. Dairy does have a lot of good nutrients that we need, include vitamins A and D, which are fat-soluble, as well as some B vitamins that are really essential for brain and body function. Even with that full-fat dairy and higher protein intake, moderation, as always, remains a key element. The guidelines do continue to recommend eating no more than 10% of our daily calories from saturated fats, and that's based on a 2,000-calorie diet. One way to, when we think about saturated fats, a simple way to understand those is to look at how foods behave at room temperature. If it's solid at room temperature, like butter, it has a higher content of saturated fat. If it's a liquid at room temperature, like olive oil, it has more unsaturated fat. Reading nutrition labels will continue to be an important part for consumers as they choose foods that really fit their health needs, especially those who are managing conditions like hypertension, cardiovascular disease, or diabetes. Fruits and vegetables in the guidelines still really remain as a key cornerstone with a continued emphasis on making sure to choose options that are in a variety of colors. This really helps us as consumers maximize health benefits like vitamins, minerals, and the antioxidants that support gut health. While fresh produce, fruits and vegetables is preferred. Frozen, dried, or canned options also work great if they contain no added sugars and limited sodium. Another key piece of the guidelines is whole grains. They're a key priority as they provide our body with fiber and essential nutrients. Consumers can look for the grains that retain all three parts of the grain, the bran, the endosperm, and the germ. And that includes things like oats, quinoa, brown rice, and whole wheat. So it's really, again, important to carefully read those labels to make sure that product is truly a whole grain. And kind of to wrap up, the guidelines also call for reducing highly processed foods, which often give us excess calories from fat and added sugars without a lot of essential nutrients. Also limiting alcohol and sodium consumption and keeping that sodium consumption below 2,300 milligrams each day. ultimately, the dietary guidelines help serve as a foundation, and they can help to give us a guide for meal planning, reading food labels, and cooking, and that in turn can help us as individuals make more intentional choices and build a healthier plate at mealtime. So as always, if you have additional questions, you're welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826 or visit our Frontier District's website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Fantastic. Lovely to keep informed on those new guidelines. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.